Okay, welcome to the 18th, I think.
We're going
to
start with episode. An okay and not a hello. Hello,
oh, hello. Hi.
Listeners and viewers.
Hey, sup?
This is the 18th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
Hey, man,
sorry, I'm taking
over
your lines.
My intro, man.
It's okay. It's one of those days. It's a travel cast.
Yeah, Fanime 2015. Holla. Can you
hello.
See? Can you see behind?
Oh, yes, there's people.
Oh, there's a butt. Hi. Oh.
We're inside the Fairmont.
Inside, yes. Didn't want to do it at the con. I don't think there's really a place at the con. And
no.
Fairmont is 25% of the con, so
yeah,
suck it. Yeah.
Better than convention center.
Yeah. How's your Fanime been, Kev?
Meh.
So, it was like silent.
Yeah.
Well, the weather is sucking a big one. It's not raining. That's
right. But it's been kind of the
cold,
most... Yeah, it's been cold and cloudy every day. I mean, that's good for the photos that we're doing, but it's not my... I had my expectation here, or maybe here, for Fanime, heat-wise. And I am severely underdressed and underpacked for these conditions.
I know, I didn't bring any... I brought, like, shorts and no pants.
Yes,
so.
And I only have T-shirts.
Awesome.
So, it's
anyways,
been a little cold.
It's
how
okay.
about you? How's,
oh,
how's your podcast?
Yeah, just cold.
Podcast. How's your
how's
con?
Podcast?
How's
my podcast your, has been great.
Your con been going?
Good. Tired. So we have been using Airbnb to stay here instead of booking a hotel block because we did not... We were not ready to book a hotel
well,
when the hotel... No, I wasn't ready to book a hotel.
We tried to book the day that it came available.
No, we didn't.
No? Oh.
I didn't at all.
Oh.
I just, whenever it releases, I just laugh at it. I just go, because
right.
it's just, it's so ridiculous.
And by ridiculous, Holly means it both sells out quickly and is expensive.
Not, the hotel block's not expensive. If you try to book a hotel outside the hotel block because it's full because of Fanime, it's the cheapest hotels that you could get for like $100 a night are now like $300 a night.
Yes.
So usually we stay at a hotel. This year it wasn't an option because I didn't want to pay $300 a night to stay at a Courtyard Marriott. So we booked through Airbnb. So we've been kind of telling people about Airbnb and no one that we've met has known what it is. So basically it's
like the Uber of
yeah, it's like
hotels
the Uber
where
of staying places.
Airbnb hooks you up with people that have extra places to stay and then you can just book their rooms or in
you
our
can,
case
you
a
have,
guest house.
Yeah, you have an option to book like just an extra room in someone's house or like if they have a roommate, I don't know, like a spare room.
Yeah.
Or you can book the whole house. So like they either have like a guest house, a house they're not using or something. So in our situation, we're renting out a guest house in someone's house in San Jose.
It's about 15-minute bus ride away. No,
it's
less
like,
than 15.
It's, two, it's, like it's two light rails.
Two light rails.
Away,
yeah,
so
it's pretty
not
close.
That far.
Yeah.
This is our first time using Airbnb. And to me, it's a good, kind of a good option if like, you want a house you can fit more people in it.
Oh, definitely. You could fit easily four people in, and we're paying, what, like $120 a night?
You honestly, the way people do it at cons, you could fit probably like 10 people in there.
Yeah, you could fit more than
it's
a room.
Like a, it's
and
like,
it has
a kitchen.
A kitchen, a full-size fridge.
Yeah.
Washer and dryer.
Yeah, yeah. It has everything you get in like an apartment. So to me, it's like a good option. So I'm kind of like that we're testing it. How have you felt about our...
All right, so for $120 a night... Comparatively, the nearest thing I can imagine to that price range would be like
where we stayed last year.
Was that 129?
I think it was about 129.
It's okay. It's a guest house, so it's not perfect, right? So
right.
it's got like
it's got its quirks.
Quirks, yeah. So the
and it's not like crappy or anything. It's
yeah.
just you know like the people that own the main house don't live out there, so they don't like know like all the quirky things that happen with houses, like pipe noise or water noise or
yeah
animals.
My experience hasn't been perfect, but it's not terrible. Like
well,
for $120 a night, I really
yeah,
can't
it's clean,
complain.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's got space.
It's got TV,
you know.
Cable.
Yeah.
It's got free internet.
We got sushi last night and we couldn't finish it, so we were able to put it in the fridge. Like the last like five hotels we've stayed at have not had a fridge.
Yeah, I think the only one that we've ever had a refrigerator in was the Alofts.
Right, and we haven't stayed at Aloft in a long time.
We had one a long time ago too, like a Marriott or something, but I don't remember.
I feel like all the places we go have that drawer that used to have the fridge, and then they've just taken the fridge out. Like,
that's
you have
the
to pay
room
extra
service drawer
for
or whatever.
Fridge.
Maybe. But you probably just have to ask the front desk. I've seen people.
Yeah,
like,
you probably maybe you have to ask them when they bring it up to you.
Yeah,
cause,
that's kind of
like, you know, my Rebecca is diabetic,
right.
and she has to keep her
insulin
cold.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I mean, it's got to be free because you can't just like charge a diabetic to like live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We already do charge a diabetic to live, so why would you? And speaking of diabetics, Kevin and I found a full diabetes kit.
Yep, test strips, everything, just in a flower pot.
I don't know.
Someone abandoned it. They're like, screw it. I don't care. I'm going to have a beatus attack.
I don't care about living anymore. Yeah.
But anyway.
But do you think that Airbnb is a good option for cosplayers or people going to cons that...
It really depends. So, like, in our case, our place didn't have... It only had two towels, but, I mean, he knew ahead of time. It was just two of us.
Yeah,
so.
and he messaged me yesterday just to check in, and he was like, is everything all right? Do you guys need anything?
Yeah.
And he gave us like an armful of water bottles.
And he said, go ahead and ask me if you need any food recommendations, anything like that. So he's been a really nice host.
He's been a really nice guy, yeah. And I think most of the time people's situation isn't like the host isn't going to be around. Like our host is like across the driveway from us.
Right.
So he's available. But I think in a lot of situations you're just like renting out someone's condo or someone's apartment. So they're not going to be there necessarily. But
right.
It's yeah. I mean, okay. So here's the deal. I was excited. I really like staying in hotels because there's like this feeling when you stay in a hotel, and especially at a con, you're like, so excited. Everybody's partying and blah, blah, blah. So we had such a loud experience at ASIN with the hotel that I was like, okay, well, we'll stay in this guest house and it'll be quiet. And like the people surrounding the guest house, like the neighbors have been quiet, but the guest house itself has been loud.
Yeah.
Like the fridge is loud, the air conditioner, the water heater. So it brings its own, like you don't hear that. You don't hear a water heater in a hotel room.
Right.
You know? I don't know.
Well, we finally figured out it was a water heater. We were sleeping and we were both awakened and we're like, what is that sound? And it sounded like a squirrel was like running around in the upstairs attic because it's like all scratchy, like. And so I went outside and I walked around the house, the guest house, and I was like, there's nothing here. Like there's a tree touching the building, but that's not making the sound. And it wasn't until last night that we both were sitting down and we're like, okay, it's coming from one corner.
Kevin took a shower. He felt a little gross. So he's like, I'm going to take a shower before we get into bed. And so I was laying there and I was falling asleep watching TV. And all of a sudden I heard it again. It was like, and it just sounds like this animal, like raccoon or possum or something, is just like thrashing around. And I'm laying there staring at the ceiling while Kevin shuts the shower off. And I'm like, it's got to be the fucking shower. Like, it makes sense because I think when we heard it the night before, one of us had gone to the bathroom or something and used the toilet and then it made that noise. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and water heaters run at night too to keep the water, to warm the water back up.
Awesome.
Yeah. So,
we spent too long talking about this.
Yeah.
But
that doesn't matter. We're telling people our experience. And
but I think, you know, other than that, that's not really a big deal.
We've only known one other cosplayer who's used Airbnb.
That's how I found out about it.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I knew about it, but I was kind of weary about it. Who was it?
We worked with her at
Anime Expo.
Yep.
I think she goes by GG Cosplay. I'm not quite sure. Just G, letter G, G. And I don't know. We kind of chat with people when we do shoots, obviously, because otherwise being silent would be awkward. But we always ask, oh, well, what hotel are you staying at? And she's like, oh, I'm actually not at a hotel. I'm renting out someone's condo through Airbnb. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, she was having a good time.
Yeah.
They could play video games and stuff with the TV and everything.
Right. Right. I'm mixed about Airbnb. I've my first day, I was really uncomfortable and I was really hesitant.
Because it's like staying over at someone's house.
Right, exactly. They got cameras. They're probably watching us get naked and take showers. Who knows? Weirdos.
Well, I hope you've had a good show, sir.
But no, I mean, day two was a lot more comfortable for me. I kind of was like, okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I get more comfortable now. So I think I'm more open to it now than I was when I originally started.
Because we're probably going to use it for Anime Revolution in Vancouver. But
no,
this will be downtown, so we'll get like a loft or something. It'll be different.
Speaking of downtown.
There's like a color run today.
Oh, there was.
But
I was going to bring up the poop situation.
Oh, okay. We've had a poo problem here in San Jose.
Well, not we. San Jose has a poop problem with hobos, I think.
Okay, but I feel like no one else has spoken about the poo, so I feel
it's
because
I have to lay our bag down on the ground and put it in places, and every time I put it somewhere, there's a pile of poo sitting there.
Kevin is amazed by the quantity of poo.
Quantity and quality of it. It is...
Quality?
No. Yesterday, during our one of our
photo
shoots.
Don't get too descriptive. This is going to turn barfy here in a second.
All right, trigger warning then. Poop trigger warning if you're triggered by it. Skip ahead by 30 seconds because I'm just going to describe it to you.
No.
Okay, fine.
It was
quite
large. That's all he's going to say.
Yes, and there's a lot of it everywhere. And the thing is, they have like public restrooms here, like those little... Like phone booth things where you can just go in and take a poop or whatever.
There's a park right across the street from the Fairmont.
But people just poop outside of it. There was one that was sitting
on
the side
wall
of the
public restroom.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have this in Seattle, and we have, I would say, about the same, maybe
the homeless population.
About the same size homeless population.
Yeah.
So,
well, you said you think it's because it rains more in Seattle, so it washes away the poo.
But it
has never come across the poo.
But it hasn't rained yet. I mean, not much this year.
Seattle's been pretty dry this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But
I
mean, this is California too, so it's been super dry here.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe that is the case. I don't know. Or we have people going around and cleaning it up in the city.
Oh my God! Can you imagine that being your job? Well, you have to admit, a lot of the poo was found on the Guadalupe River Trail, which is
right.
Like woodsy more. And I mean, it's still downtown, right. But it's like, it has trees and shit. So you hide like the poo we found deep in the woods.
Right.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to get mad at a person taking a poo in the woods. I mean, seriously. But yes, the one out in the park on the sidewalk,
right.
That was just kind of
on the sidewalk. It's like, they
alarming.
Don't even care. Just,
and
I'm
it was
go
fresh.
Here. Yes. Sorry. See, we're still talking about
poo.
Okay. This has been something I've never experienced before.
It's something this is our third year at Fanime.
Yeah.
And we've never seen that happen.
Yeah.
Maybe saw one like last year, maybe in the woods, and that was like, okay, whatever. But
Yeah.
But
the frequency of it is incredible. And I don't know. So it might also
spending, like, 10 minutes talking about poop.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I know we're kind of going over what our
Can
experience at the con.
Can you imagine if you're in like this really crazy cosplay and you just like gotta go?
Only you would think.
This is like the wedding dress situation. You know how people's like wedding dresses are just so big, and they have to have like the bridesmaids come and like help them like lift it up. You're just like, this is a private situation, man.
Well, we gotta go find someone with a fancy cosplay.
I just saw someone over there in the corner by the elevator with a very intricate cosplay, and I was thinking about how to go to the bathroom just in general, like taking it off, because it's like a unitard with like armor on top of it. So you'd have to like take the arm, like rip the Velcro off and then take the unitard off. Or there's like a butt flap.
A butt flap. I don't think many people engineer their cosplays for poop situations.
Oh, absolutely not.
But then there is that one person that does, and they're like, look at how convenient this is. Shows it off.
It's like an engineer. Like, oh, man. Anyway, enough about that. I'm sorry, guys.
Yes. But overall, I don't know. The whole con's been nice. I would say it's...
Yeah, we were...
Yesterday was our busiest day. Have been very nice.
Yeah. So, it's nice. I mean, Fanime has really good quality stuff all the way around.
Yeah.
So, it's nice to come here. It's refreshing. I don't know. We're probably not going to be here next year, so...
Oh, really?
The wedding is next year during Fanime.
Oh, right.
The wedding. Not our wedding.
Not our wedding.
Someone else's, a friend's wedding. And, so it's kind of like a last hurrah. Yay.
Skip a year for Fanime. Maybe it'll be crazier the year after that. Who knows?
Because we'll be back.
And we're also not going to ASA next year, probably.
No, we won't.
Is there another con that weekend?
During ASEN?
Yeah.
No, but there's a lot in that at that time. So either I want to go to like Colossal Con or ACON in Texas.
Oh, right.
And it's like May is just ramping up to be con season, so there's just a lot going on. And that's why we didn't go to ACON this year. We had it on our list.
Right.
But we had to cancel it because ASEN, Fanime, and ACON were like 3 weeks in a row or something. And
right.
We were like, that's...
We need to go home.
Our bodies would just break down. Plus, it costs a lot of money. Don't got that right now. Yeah. So, it's disappointing, but we like to add... Kevin has no control.
Yeah.
But I like to add a new con a year just so we can experience something new.
Right, and that's why.
Because otherwise we just go to all West Coast
cons. The same cons over and over again.
And we see, you see the same people. It was like going to ASEN was refreshing because, you know, everyone there except for, well, we met one girl before.
Did we?
Andrea. From Minnesota. She came to Fanime last year. We worked there at Fanime last year, actually.
Yeah. Sorry.
But at ASEN, you know, we have never met anybody there, you know. Like, we didn't, you know, I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
So it was cool, you know, just to meet new people and branch out a little bit.
Right.
It's nice to see people you know, but it's also nice to, like, go outside the box a little bit. We had fun there.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. Silence.
Yes. Upcoming news, I guess. I can talk about new stuff that we're going to be doing.
Like what?
The stickers.
Oh, we're going to make stickers.
Yeah, we'll have some Elite Cosplay stickers.
And then
stickers.
I'll stick them on my forehead.
Yes.
People and get all mad and stuff. Then tell me how much it cost for me to waste that sticker to put on my forehead. So
probably.
Those will be hopefully ready for Anime Expo.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Those will be...
Speaking of Anime Expo, I will be opening the sign-ups for Anime Expo Tuesday. I don't know what date that is. I should probably get a concrete
date. Today is the 21st?
22nd? 23rd. Wow. So probably like the 25th or
something? Yeah, something like that. Well, so when we get back home?
Yeah, so the day after we get home.
And what about Anime Revolution? When is that?
That's not until August, so that'll be open
July. August, okay. Sometime July, okay.
Yeah. So the 26th, actually. Tuesday, we always open it on Tuesday. Don't know why. Tuesday the 26th is when AX signups will be open. We will be available Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're interested in a shoot, or you have a friend that might be interested in a shoot.
Yeah. Tell your friends about it, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. Anime Expo is such a great con.
It is fantastic.
We always try to convince people to go there. They're always like, I've been thinking about AX. And I'm like, you better go.
It's one of the best ones I've ever been to. I mean.
Well, Kevin, I'm going to tell you what you said. He looked at me like two or three weeks ago and goes, maybe we shouldn't do shoots at Anime Expo. And I just said, what? What do you mean? And he goes, you know, maybe we should just like go to Anime Expo and then just kind of like sit there and like just go to the con.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the harder places to shoot, I think, for
it
us.
Is. It's very cementy. It's sunny all the time, so the shadows, I mean, you can do bright.
Yeah, but it's...
But it's opposite of, like, our style naturally, so we're like, when it's bright, we're like, right. Oh, God, make it darker.
And it's hot.
It's really hot.
Yeah, and like you said, yeah, it's
and
all
crowded.
Cement. It's all cement.
And dirty,
yes.
I like to roll around on the ground in shorts, and then I regret it 2 seconds later. Because I'm, like, black.
We're going to have to start a new safety protocol. Closed-toe shoes for Holly and pants all the time.
Oh, yeah, Kevin's mad at me because I only brought sandals to Fanime. I brought 3 pairs of sandals.
And we're climbing through a poop-covered forest with open-toe shoes. Do you want what is that? MRSA? And what's the other one?
MRSA? You can't get MRSA here.
In a poop-covered forest, you can probably get anything. There's probably needles.
Like a staph infection? Is that
there you go. Staph. Thank you.
You're going to say like septum?
Yeah. I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember the word.
You're like set.
A staph infection, yes.
So I'm getting tweets from Ashley saying she's trying to hurry and get ready so she can come boop in our podcast. But I don't know if she's going to make it because we've already...
We're halfway in.
Oh, we're halfway through. Ashley, if you make it in
the next
20 minutes.
Well, we are in her hotel, so if she does...
Yeah, she's only upstairs, so she doesn't have to go very far.
Yes.
It takes a long time to get ready in cosplay, though. You can't just be like, I'm going to get ready.
We can put a pause on the podcast and pick it up here in a second. You want to do that?
We will. In like 5 minutes, maybe.
5 minutes? All right, we'll put a pause in it.
Let me see. So it might be in our other video, but we should talk about the businessmen we met the other night.
Oh, good Lord.
So
those men
Kevin
were
and
insane.
I enjoy a good alcoholic drink or two when we're at a con because we're tired. We're sore.
We drink responsibly.
Yeah. We don't
We don't go crazy.
We don't get trashed. We try not to. Yeah, we try not. We get like tipsy and then we like, oh, okay, bye. You know, we enjoy our time.
Yeah.
And we were at this bar because it was happy hour. It's not a great bar.
Right.
It's like a restaurant bar. And we were minding our own business. We bought 2 drinks.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got each the first drink. And then I was like, well, you know, I could go for another. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. So we got two, and that was going to, we usually stop it. If we go to two, we usually just stop because then it starts getting expensive. It does. I mean, on a cool night, we'll maybe go further, but two is good for me. I feel good. You feel good. We're having a good time. So we got our second drink, and then we started talking to these dudes, and they're probably like, what, like 50?
Yeah, late
40s. One was probably 50, and then one was a little younger, maybe like 40, 45 or something. And I don't know how we started getting talking to them, and they just...
They were talking about the game.
Oh, the game. Yeah, the championship games were on, the hockey and basketball.
Right.
Start talking about how we're from Seattle, and they were like, oh, I love Seattle, you know, blah, 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 blah. Found out they work together, and they're just on a business, or one's local and one's
visiting. No, they're both from Texas.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They work for Semiconductor Industries.
Yeah.
So being in San Jose, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
They make chips and whatnot,
so they just
computer
start,
chips.
They themselves start getting drunker. The older guy had like four wines.
Yep.
Full. The lady was pouring full. They just start telling crazy stories about their travels because they travel the world all the time for work. About like prostitutes, like accidental prostitutes. Like, oh, I just woke up with a prostitute. I'm like, what? And, you know, just all this stuff. And we're laughing at all their jokes, probably making them feel good or something. And the guy's like, get him a drink. And we're like, oh, okay. Are you sure? You know, cool. Okay, fine. So we have our third drink. Like, wow, very nice of you to buy us a drink. Thank you. They order food. Then they're like, you eat this food. So they're like shoving food in our face. We've already eaten dinner, by the way, so we're just like not into it. But they're like making us eat all this food that they're getting, which they got like 10 foods.
Yeah, like 10 appetizers, like two flatbread pizzas.
No, yeah, and then they had like fried zucchini.
A stack of tuna.
Oh, yeah, tuna tower.
Tuna tower.
And then they had like full steaks.
They had a full steak, yeah.
A full thing of like, a full basket of like
sweet potato fries. Yep, sweet potato fries.
I mean, and it's.
And then another flatbread pizza after that. Yeah, they had.
Going. And so we're like, Jesus, okay. So we politely ate one because the guy was like, fucking eat it.
You gotta try it.
Yeah. And I'm drunk by the time I finish my third drink because I don't usually go to three. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and Kevin leans over, and he's like, we should probably, let's just go, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I've had my fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So I go to the restroom, I come sit back down, and I'm like, hey, you want me to call a cab now so we can go home? And Kevin's like, well, they ordered us another drink. And my heart just sinks. I'm like, I can't have a fourth drink. I know my limits. I can't have a fourth drink because I'm going to throw up. I'm a barfer. So... when I get pushed too far, it comes out. So it's like that situation where you're like, you don't want to be rude because they're buying you something, but then
you already told them no. Yeah, you already told them no. So I mean, it's
Kevin said he said no.
Right.
Because I was in the bathroom. So Kevin's like, they said, oh, you want another drink? And Kevin's like, no, please no drink. They got us this anyways. And I lean over to the bartender and I said, please pour lightly. And she just laughs and she pours the same. Like she didn't pour lightly at all. So I'm politely drinking this drink. I'm starting to feel sick. And so I'm like, I got to think of a way to like get rid of this drink not drink it. So we're at a bar, right? So it's like high. So I just like put the drink under my table and start just like pouring it out randomly.
Terrible. Terrible. I didn't know this. Like,
and then I
just looked back
later.
And then her drink's gone. I'm like, what happened? You said you weren't even going to drink this. I didn't even ask. I was just like, whatever.
And then I was like distracted. Like there was a bunch of police driving by and I was like, hey guys, look, Popo. And then all three of them turn around and I'm just like pouring out my drink. And I actually physically drank probably a quarter of it.
Yeah,
I actually
you're
drank
lying
it.
Now.
No, no.
I don't even want to.
No, I did because they were looking at me and it was taking too long. I was like, I want to go home. I don't want this anymore. So anyways, pour it out. I call a cab. I'm like, we gotta go. Let's just go.
Well,
and they're telling us stories as we're leaving the bar. Like, they have so many stories.
Well, the greatest part is when we get back to the Airbnb and we look at the clock. Like, we were
drunk and we're like, oh, that we were in there for so long.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so tired. And keep in mind, we had been up since
4 a.m.
So
just flying here.
No nap, no nothing. So we were tired.
Yeah.
I look at the clock. I'm like, oh, shit. We got to get up in the morning and do shoots. I'm regretting this so much. I look at the clock, and what time is it?
Oh, it's like 9:30, 9:45.
It's 9 p.m. No, it's 9. It was like 9:02.
And we're like, what just happened?
And I just stood there because it's dark outside, you know, and I'm like, it's 9. It's 9. Kevin drunkenly couldn't figure out which light switches belonged to light switches.
Okay, to be fair, there were light switches around corners. There was light inside the closet, and I couldn't figure out which one turned off the light in the closet.
Anyways, end of story. I did not throw up, which for that many drinks is a first for me. I was pretty proud of my body. Maybe it was the water. I don't know.
So get you out. This episode is sponsored by Arrowhead Bottled Water. It makes Holly not throw up at night.
Thanks, Arrowhead. Ding! But yeah, moral of the story is, children, yes. Do not accept alcohol from...
strangers?
Business salesmen.
Who tell stories about all their prostitutes. Because that's hilarious.
They can drink you under the table.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
They had so much alcohol.
Nonstop.
This is my... I didn't have any alcohol yesterday. This drink here that I have in my hand is the first one. Kevin kept going, "You want a drink yesterday?" And I was like, "No, fuck you. My liver is
needs
sore."
A break.
Yeah. I can't do that, like, get drunk and then drink the next day. Like, I kind of... like, my body's like, eh, not into it. I need, like, a day of rest in between.
A day of rest. No, you just got to power through. Teach that liver a lesson.
Die earlier, self.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll watch this in the future and regret it.
So that was the first time we've ever gotten majorly drunk at a convention.
Yeah.
Kevin couldn't even keep his eyes open. That's how...
But I'm a sleepy person in general. I just kind of get cozy up and shut down.
What's even cozy? You know, bar is, like, loud.
I can sleep anywhere, so...
Except he couldn't sleep in the Fairmont yesterday. He was too scared they were going to yell at him.
No, it wasn't that. It was the armrest had armpit smell.
Oh, that's right.
Someone had put their armpit on the armrest and rubbed it around a little bit. So when my face
rubbed
hit it. You don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
who knows what happened there?
Personally, though, I haven't walked by anyone smelly yet.
I had one incident yesterday, but...
Oh.
But it wasn't too bad. Yeah, I think people are doing better at the personal hygiene thing.
Wow. It's finally getting to them.
Well, today's only day two, so...
That's true. It's still early.
We're
barely halfway through the con, so... I always wonder, like... I mean, my mom, when I was growing up, you know, my mom was pretty like, "You need to wear fucking deodorant." Like, it wasn't, you know... an option. It was like, she would just be like, turn around, go to the bathroom, put on deodorant, you know.
See, no one ever told me that.
I've probably talked about this.
Sex ed classes talked about it, but.
They like grazed over it, you know what I mean? They tell you once and then that's it.
Nah, I feel like they covered it.
I feel like a gym teacher never was like, "So-and-so, you stink." You know.
Well, not a gym teacher then. It was probably the sex ed classes because I remember
them
talking
about it. It was sex ed and gym. I'm pretty sure in gym, when you first start at the beginning of the year, they're like, "Please, please practice proper hygiene." But I mean, I've probably talked. I don't know what I've talked about.
You've talked about
anymore.
This many a times.
Yes.
Lots of times.
Asians don't have BO.
Well, very low percentage.
Yes, it's low.
If I don't shower for a week,
then you're gonna have BO. Yeah. But I don't know, it's something when we first started dating really confused me. Same with the earwax. Why is it different?
That's a weird one too. I don't think that's an Asian thing though.
The dry earwax?
Yeah, I don't think that's a
thing. I thought that was an Asian thing.
No.
That was like a...
Well, Kyle has wet earwax. I know we're talking about earwax now. All right.
Oh, we got too far off.
Yeah, we got too far off.
We talked about all the body stuff, so... Stuff that comes out of you.
Stuff that goes
sides.
In you. Who knows?
Earwax. Yeah.
Oh, you want to take a break here for a second?
Yeah, we'll take
we're
going to
pause the podcast
break.
Here.
You guys won't be able to tell because it'll be like, boop. Okay, so Kevin withheld some information.
Yes, that's my bad. I saw this title at 4 a.m. this morning, and it kind of got lodged in my brain. It didn't come out
until now.
Until now, yes. So... And it's cosplay related.
Yay, go.
So apparently in China, they've put a ban on cleavage exceeding 2 centimeters.
Specifically in the article, they're talking about cosplay cleavage. So if you're at like this recent event that happened.
Right.
And you were wearing a cosplay and you had more than 2 centimeters, which is like nothing.
This much.
If
you
cleavage.
If you're watching the video podcast or listening to the audio, my fingers are really close together right now to represent 2 centimeters.
You would get fined $800.
$800. It didn't say it was American dollars or Chinese dollars, but I'm assuming since it was written by CNN, it was
American
dollars.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with boobies, obviously. But, like, a lot of people, think about all the movies you see at cons, you know?
Yes. That is partially the reason why a lot of people go, I think.
Well, some people.
Some
but,
people.
I mean, think about all the characters that have,
bikinis,
or the cleavage that's out there, you know.
The super protective armor, quote unquote. Yeah.
The high level 65 armor that's
just protects boobs.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, no, it's insane.
It's kind of scary. I mean, and what did they say? If you're dancing on a
suggestively
pole,
or in a cage or something like that,
with cosplay on, you get fined $1,200.
$1,600.
And there's also you get jail time sometimes too. So
it could be. I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, that's just
absurd.
Yeah.
I would say.
I mean, it makes me realize how free we are.
Oh yeah. Well, and the other thing that puzzles me is in a region that produces the content, Japan and Korea and all that stuff, they all have anime, manga, stuff like
that.
They make
it.
And yet they put a ban on what the people can wear.
I'm sure there's Chinese comics that are
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is one of those real life expectation versus expectations things.
Versus reality.
Yeah. Or, people try to dress up like their favorite characters and then you get slapped with the $1,600 fine.
Yeah. It's upsetting to me. I mean, personally,
I don't know what's going on in China right now. I mean, they also banned booth babes and stuff like that from
that used to be there. I mean, it used to be a thing. It wasn't they've always had it. It was just
recently
they were just no more bikinis on TV, no more anything. And that's just we're just going backwards over there now.
Yeah, I know.
I thought they were getting better.
I know, with the incorporation of Hong Kong and Western society ideas, then now
Hong Kong doesn't
reversed.
Want any of that, man.
Well, Hong Kong wants it. China doesn't.
What? No. I'm saying Hong Kong doesn't want any of what
China's
doing.
Yeah.
Sorry. They don't want any of China.
Yes.
They don't.
I see what you're saying now. Yes.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I also want to talk about something we saw yesterday at the con, which I've never personally seen before. I'm sure it's happened, but we've never seen, because it's a pain in the ass to haul around.
Okay.
We saw a huge battery-powered fog machine.
Yeah.
Smoke machine, whatever you want to call it. The thing
it was
that
a
makes,
fog machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a Duracell battery.
It was like a generator. It was what that was.
Oh, Duracell generator?
Yeah, it was a generator.
It was huge and probably heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not something you just carry around in your backpack.
No. Generators are not something that you generally carry around at all.
And you was it in use when you saw it?
Yeah, he puffed it a few times.
Okay, because
it wasn't very
Kevin
effective.
Kevin was taking a little walk, and I was inside, and Kevin's like, dude, this guy is out there with the smoke machine, and I was like, I gotta see this. But so he wasn't using it when I walked by, but jeez.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he got there.
No, he had a suitcase, right? So what I'm thinking.
So he's hauling around a suitcase?
You can't even bring it out as a check bag because it's liquid.
He's probably from here, but loaded it in
his
suitcase.
Yeah. So there's no way you're gonna carry that around.
I didn't doubt that he freaking brought that on a plane. I didn't think that.
Oh, that's what I mean. Practically, you would never bring it on. I can't see. You can rent
just
stuff.
Just practically at all in general. The only time I would use a fog machine for us is if we were doing a private photo shoot back in Seattle.
Right.
And we were like, look, we'll go to this one location and we'll,
take our time and
time.
Do it right. Yeah.
At a con, that is way too stressful and heavy.
Yep.
And tiring.
So I think that guy just set up in this corner and just was using
just sat
it there.
Yeah.
Because he had an assistant or somebody there that was helping him earlier.
Well, when I went the first time, he had someone else.
Yeah.
Because, when I walked by, it was just him, and he was with a cosplayer, and I was like,
I think his generator ran out of gas, too, because he was plugging, he found an outdoor outlet and plugged the thing into an outdoor outlet.
Yeah. And I have no doubts that I have thought about bringing a fog machine to a con. Back in the day, I was like, that'd be really cool. And no doubt, it probably looks really cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're like at full capacity.
Oh yeah, no, we literally
dying.
Don't have any more room.
Yeah, we have no more room
in our bags.
We buy new stuff. We're like, we got to get rid of something now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the amount that we've traveled now, we've got a system down where we know what we will use and what we won't, and we know what not to bring now.
We have it down so well that we think we're forgetting stuff because we do it too fast now.
Yeah.
We're so used to it that we're like, what's wrong? Something's missing, right?
Right.
But and it's heavy though. I don't know.
It is heavy.
It blew my mind. I thought you were lying when you told me. That's all. And every year, someone always brings something even more silly. I mean, we've seen silly stuff, but I think that's the silliest to me.
Yeah, personally. There's people that are bringing studio flashes and stuff like that, but that's always been happening.
Which, I mean, when you say studio flies, it means they don't break down, so you can't make them smaller. Is that
right.
what you mean?
Yeah. Like alien bees and stuff like that that are full size, you know.
They're rigid. They're
not meant to be lugged around like the way we lug things around.
Right. They're meant to sit in a room
right.
and just on
stay a stand and not move around too much.
Yeah. But yeah, we've seen those for years now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, if you want to carry that around.
The other only ridiculous thing that I ever saw was at AukiCon, and it was the guy with the 7-foot umbrella, like the full size.
Oh, at the end of the hallway?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that. It took up, I mean, he was in the corner, so he wasn't blocking anything or anybody, but I remember we were looking down this hallway, and it took up like the whole hallway.
Yeah,
the whole, like up and down, all the way around.
Yeah. And even collapsed down, a 7-foot umbrella is still like 4 feet tall. Like, it's big.
Yeah.
Or maybe not 4 feet, fine. Maybe like 3 feet. But it's still a very large piece of equipment.
Yeah. I remember we were laughing at that, and we were like, how did they get that here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, like, open it up. I don't know. I mean, ours is pretty big now.
It is, but it collapses down.
It folds down into a small circle, so
it's in my backpack.
Yeah. Is it in there right now?
No, it's not. Oh. I took it out because we're not doing photos
yet.
Why
did you bring it? But, yeah, that was something I saw that I thought was silly, so... Now I'm out again.
Yeah. So we're going to pause again here.
Oh, there she is.
Oh.
Here she comes.
Where is she? Is she Wonder Woman?
Miss Wonder Woman.
All right.
Someone's asking me how much a day bus pass is in Seattle, and I'm like, they don't sell them by the day, so I don't know what to tell you. Ashley.
So Ashley's on her way here. We'll let her pop in very quickly and comment.
Hey.
Hey.
Here. Talk in the mic. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Introduce yourself.
Yes.
Hi. My name's Ashley. I also go by Ashley on Cosplay, and I've shot with them many, many times.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm in my Wonder Woman, which I shot with them up in Seattle at SakuraCon. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What are your plans today, you guys?
The DC gathering.
Oh.
Trolling people, running around. Basically a convention.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. That sounds fun. We were like, pauses the podcast because it's only like 30 minutes long. And I'm like, we'll wait for Ashley. But we're going to shoot tomorrow, right?
Yes, we are.
Are you doing Sleeping Beauty?
Yes, Briar Rose.
Yes. I'm ready.
Yes, we watched it on the plane down here.
We rented the movie.
just so we can get some ideas.
The movie is actually on YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we wanted it for the plane, which doesn't have internet. So I work at a library, so I just rented it from the library.
It's illegal, by the way.
Don't do it, children. But I was like, I haven't watched Sleeping Beauty in a long time. I should probably just watch it again.
I know. I was watching it as I was making it, and I find that like very common, where I typically watch whatever I'm making or reread whatever I'm making.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it makes sense because it gives you inspiration, and you're like, oh yeah, and then you can be it better.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how like short and simple it was.
Yeah.
I forgot because I haven't seen it since I was like a kid, and so I was like, she doesn't talk much. I was like, she's not really in it.
She has like one song.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's the three fairies.
Yeah, yeah, they're in it. Yeah.
And then just a scene of everybody falling asleep.
And then him fighting
Maleficent.
I know, when I finished, I was like, that was more simple than I remember it being. But it was funny. All right, well, we're going to end the podcast. I got two mics now. I feel special. But thank you for stopping by.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys next time. We'll be back in Seattle. Normal stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 18.